If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2122, Mind-Body 101, Six Key Concepts by Jillian Tata with jillfit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now it's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts." Eleanor Roosevelt. Now, sometimes the inspirational quotes I happen to find are a perfect complement to the article I read for that day. And today is one of those days. You'll see what I mean in a second. So, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Mind-Body 101, Six Key Concepts by Jillian Tata with jillfit.com. Today, I wanted to break down for you in a hopefully simple way some of the mental and emotional concepts of body change here at Jill Fit. Any type of change, most particularly body change, begins and ends in the mind. We can have the best information, the greatest nutritional plan uniquely tailored to us, the most positive and inspirational coach, yet if we don't have our mental ducks in a row, what will those things be worth? So, here are six key concepts to help you on your fat loss journey and to guide you through the mental and emotional aspects of body change. 1. Control versus discipline. We all know that willpower and self-control are a limited commodity, right? We do so well at sticking to a plan for however long, and then that day happens, the day where we are tired or hungry or crabby, then we slip and have something that's right in front of us, and then we feel badly and have some more, then we are well on our way to a binge / falling off the wagon. Control is the epitome of the all or nothing black and white mentality. Control is an illusion. Yep, I said that control is an illusion. Do you control the sun rising and setting? How about the rain? Do you control your heart rate, your lungs, the speed at which your muscles fire? Do the plants need your permission to grow? Can you control what other people do or think or say? No. The truth is, when we get into the nitty-gritty of it, we have control over very little. Sure, we have influence over things, but control? It seems we can't even control our thoughts as they drift through our minds. Discipline, however, is a totally different animal. Discipline is the conscious application of choice over and over. Discipline is far more abundant than self-control. When we are aligned with our goals and living in a way that is ultimately sustainable, and we are making choices regarding food, training, relationships, stress, and sleep, that is discipline. In this way, we live a life that will not lead to the loss of self-control. 2. Self-responsibility versus blaming ourselves. Self-responsibility is not the same thing as assuming blame or shame. If you acknowledge an action, emotion, situation, relationship, or anything that is something you want to work on or something that you are not happy with, that does not make you a bad person, nor does it mean you should be ashamed. Self-responsibility is you taking ownership and acknowledgement of the many facets, past and present, that make you up. It's not a tool to beat yourself up. When we take self-responsibility, we can look for the lessons and solutions, which is infinitely more powerful and productive than beating ourselves up. 3. Acceptance versus defeat. This is a subtle twist on number 2. So many of us don't want to love ourselves just the way we are because inside we are thinking about how we should be leaner or taller or more muscular or less muscular or smarter or more attractive or have more money. By accepting what is, we can acknowledge where we are, maybe even throw ourselves a bone and move forward. Acknowledging our weaknesses and flaws does not have to give us cause to beat ourselves up for them. Acceptance is not defeat or denial, but a kind act towards ourselves. Acceptance of what is in the moment means that we are able to make different choices in the next moment. And as an interesting side note, try acceptance with your relationships and watch what happens. 4. Expectations versus goals. This concept can be a tough one. A goal is a specific, defined objective. An expectation is the mental attachment of how you think you want things to go. If you have a goal of doing a bodybuilding show and you want to win, and you step on stage and do the show and don't win, and you feel badly about it, that negative emotion means you have fallen into your expectation, even though you have obtained your goal of doing a show. Many times we have expectations for things that remain wildly outside of our control, and we spend a lot of time in negativity when we can't have our way. I propose a simple solution. Your goal should be this: do your best. Your expectation should be this: do your best. Otherwise, we are asking to beat ourselves up. 5. Gratitude versus taking things for granted. If we are not grateful for all that is in our lives, the layers and layers of abundance, then we are unintentionally taking them for granted. The sure way to know that you are taking something, yourself, another person, or your situation for granted is that you're complaining about it internally or out loud. Complaints are the opposite of thank you. And when we are in that complaining, negative state, we are blind to the many more things we should be grateful for. When you begin to notice or count or catalog the many things you have to be grateful for, the things to complain about seem small and insignificant. And 6, the power of perspective. I used to say that vegetables were the secret weapon we use at Jill Fit, but I've changed my mind. As Albus Dumbledore has said, even the best of us must eat our words. Our most powerful tool is our perspective. Perspective is how we view the world and everything in it, and ourselves. And the best news is that perspective is a choice. We get to decide how we relate to everything, from our uncontrollable thoughts, to our partners and friends, to our bodies and the environment. In fact, you get to decide how you relate to everything. When your perspective is on the more negative side, you see more negativity. If we begin to turn things around to a more positive perspective by using gratitude instead of taking things for granted, doing our best, accepting what is, and taking responsibility for ourselves, life starts to look much more positive. You just listened to the post titled Mind Body 101, 6 Key Concepts by Jillian Tata with JillFit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so today's post ended by talking about the power of perspective. Well, actually, the majority of the post was all about changing our mindsets, right? Do you happen to remember the inspirational quote I shared at the beginning of today's episode? It's okay if you don't, I'll remind you. Quote, "With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts." Eleanor Roosevelt. Now, just because we may have had the same mindset about our health, our condition, really anything for years, doesn't mean our mindset can't change. It can. But it does take a bit of time and effort to change that mindset. It really doesn't happen overnight. As with any of the habits I talk about on this podcast, consistency over time will make it a habit. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.